Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to shift gears as we often do, and I say we often do on the program. And so we're going to turn our attention to education. Doggone it, it's important. And it's a foundation, it's a bedrock, it's the support of what we do. In so many different ways. And in Volusia County, we are very, very fortunate to have the Futures Foundation. And so if you don't know anything about it, you will very quickly find out on this program. So this is a special edition of the program focusing in on education. And I'm a big fan of education, product of the public school system myself, and whole family has been educators, even going all the way back to my grandfather, who was a superintendent of schools in Flagler County. So how about that? How about that fact? Fun fact for you about David Holland. Well, listen, I'm excited. You can hear it in my voice because we have Cynthia Ramirez in our studio, and we're going to be talking with her about Futures, and because she's the executive director of Futures Foundation for Volusia County Schools. What do you know? And so what is the Futures Foundation? What's it all about? How does it help our community? How does it help our schools? What's it do for teachers? So that's what we're going to do. So first, a quick welcome to Cynthia. How are you doing today, Cynthia?
Great, David. Thank you so much for having us here today. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, listen, thank you. And I'm glad you're taking some time to be with us. 25 years of networking in the business community and all these late relationships. And you've been with, is it that long, 25 years? Wow.
I'm actually a Volusia County native. And yeah. Had a 25-year commercial banking career before I switched gears and became the executive director for Futures Foundation back in May of 2014.
All right. So this is your focus.
This is it. All right. And it was my passion even while I was in banking.
All right. Well, the banking, of course, your name precedes you in the banking community. And Cynthia has, in 2005, she, of course, was very involved in the local market with Florida Capital Bank's development, became their CEO and president for Volusia and Flagler County area. And then prior to that, had also been with Barnett Bank. I mean, another 17 years there. So she has been a heavyweight within the banking world locally. And so what's interesting to me, Cynthia, is you take that experience and you then translate that to what, of course, is, I know, a passion for you, this Futures Foundation and what you do. And it gives you such a great perspective on the needs and what needs to be done in our local community, having done all that networking and worked in the area. So I want to dive right in and talk about Futures. And so first, I understand that Futures is a not-for-profit. It's a 501c3. So that means that contributions, of course, are deductible.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. We like that. CPAs like that. And so this has been an organization. If we look at the roster of people that have been involved, it's kind of a who's who's list.
It really is, David. Back in 1985, the superintendent was Jim Surratt, and Jim and several of the key business and civic leaders in the community formed Futures Foundation. Hyatt Brown, Ted Doran, Judy Monaco, Neil Samuels, Jay Adams, Lonnie Brown, and many, many others. Wanted to find a way to connect that business community and its resources with the school district. And that's really how Futures began. So this year we're celebrating 31 years. And
wow.
It's been, you know, a wild ride from a budget of about $25,000 a year back in the beginning to a budget that's over $800,000 now. So it's
very good.
A lot of programming that we do to help the students, the teachers, and the staff within Volusia County School receive the recognition that they well deserve and the programming that they need.
So there's a lot to do with recognition for the people actually in the school system, teachers and others. So there's a recognition component, but there's also a lot of, you know, you've got this funding, the budget and such that's being used to do a variety of things within the school system as well. So this is almost like, I kind of look at your organization, Cynthia, as a, it's almost like a way for people to support the school system, but do it in a way where it can be tailored to the needs at the time, almost like your organization can respond to specific needs as they arise, but also really recognize and support the teaching and what's happening in the classroom.
Absolutely. And, you know, David, one of the main programs that we do each year for our teachers is our mini grant program. We have them apply online, and they come up with creative, innovative ideas that they would like to do during the next school year in their classroom. And they apply, and we have a process that we go through those applications, and we do funding. This year, we funded over $60,000 into innovative, creative classroom mini grants for the teachers here in Volusia County Schools.
Excellent. Well, that's a good use of, you know, contributions. Sometimes with organizations and not-for-profits, Cynthia, I know you've seen this and heard of this. It's natural for people to be, you know, skeptical of where the money goes. And so it's really good to know that it's actually going to right to the point, the epicenter, if you will, of where that education occurs in the classroom. And so you've got the mini grants, and that's outstanding. And then there's also grants that there's a matching grant as well.
We do. We take part in the School District Education Foundation Matching Grant Program, which is legislatively funded. This year, we received $96,000through the Consortium for Florida Education Foundations. This is a program that they help facilitate, and then we bring that to the local level. And we have 18 schools that are participating this year. So what they do is they raise the private match dollars through their schools. That can be the PTAs, it can be business supporters, it can be individuals. And we provide a dollar-for-dollar match for these really great programs. Most of them focus in on after-school tutoring programs and literacy programs or STEM programs this year. So bringing that, once again, right into the classrooms to help our students really achieve educational excellence.
Well, and I know it's meant to augment. And then another natural question somebody listening might ask Cynthia, and I think I know the answer to this, but I want to ask you is, you know, the question might be, well, gosh, you know, it's great that you have this organization and that people are taking this, stepping forward and making contributions and helping do this. But isn't this where our tax dollars are supposed to go? I mean, isn't this where people, the revenue from property taxes and the sourcing of funding for Volusia County Schools, shouldn't they already have these funds, or is that really putting it too basically? In other words, if the question is, should that money be there already? Is it simply that it's not, and that for these extra things, there's got to be an organization like yours to add that?
There's never enough funding. I mean, and that's where the funding that the school district receives, there are significant limitations on how those funds can be allocated and utilized. They can't buy plaques. They can't do recognition programs. And that's where Future steps in to do the Teacher of the Year program, where you have 70 of the top teachers from each of the schools that are honored and recognized. A few weeks ago, we held our annual Teacher of the Year banquet and celebration over at the Hilton, and we had more than 900 people there. Well, that's not something that the school district is allowed to use any type of funding to help support that program. So thanks to our generous sponsors, such as Halifax Health, who's been our presenting sponsor for Teacher of the Year, Craig Conway from Diamond Motors and Marine in Daytona, Mitsubishi Kia, who actually give the keys to a car
That's cool.
A whole year to the Teacher of the Year.
Thank you, Richard.
Yep, and Craig and Richard, they're awesome supporters of that program. But, you know, that's where Futures comes together, gets those business supporters, the sponsors to keep the ticket prices low so that the teachers can attend that event
right.
not have a big expense on that.
Sure.
And we come together to celebrate. So that's one example. But, you know, there's not enough money. And, of course, we don't want to get into the politics side, but we will. On the district, the district cost differential. Everybody's probably heard of the DCD. You know, for every dollar that we send up to Tallahassee here in Volusia County, because of that legislation, which has been in place for the past 10 years, we only get about 97 cents back. So we're sending a dollar up, we're getting 97 cents back. And that district cost differential has cost us over $120 million over the last 10 years. Okay. And that's money from our classrooms.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely a challenge, and we need to focus on that. Well, let's do this. Let's grab a quick break. There's lots more to cover, and I want to get into some of the additional programs and also how people can help out, not just with funding, but also opportunities. So we're going to grab a quick break. Cynthia Ramirez is our guest today. She's right in the studio with us, Executive Director of Futures Foundation for Volusia County Schools. More information, lots of information over on the website, futuresvolusia.org. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager with Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. We are committed to helping you with compassionate, professional, and personal service. When it comes to pre-planning for yourself or someone you love, a Dignity Memorial Provider is the name you can trust for all your funeral, cremation, cemetery, and memorial service needs. Recording them and sharing them with your loved ones will help ensure your final arrangements will be what you want, easing the burden on your family and friends. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, President and Managing Partner of Rice and Rose. The Rice Rose Law Firm has a department dedicated to estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate. We also provide legal guidance if you need a power of attorney, living will, or health care surrogate. Contact the Rice and Rose Law Firm at our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit our website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. You need to find one who has a greater education with advanced degrees and professional certifications. One with multiple licenses offering a wide range of solutions. One who's independent and discloses his fee structure, like independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, certified financial planner, personal financial specialist, and chartered financial consultant. With 24 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial for a one-on-one meeting with David at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey there, we're back. Cynthia Ramirez in the studio with me, Executive Director of Futures Foundation for Volusia County Schools. Futuresvolusia.org is the website. And you know, we're talking about some of the different programs that are available through Futures and how they help support the teachers right in the classroom, and also, you know, something that is very often overlooked with, in a lot of ways, in a lot of different places, that we must recognize as excellence in education. And I'm all about that, and I love that about your organizational efforts. And it's not just teachers, you know, principals get recognized, superintendent gives out an outstanding achievement award, and also for first year teachers. So a lot of good initiatives there. And I got to get to it before I overlook it, because it's really important to me, Cynthia, and I know it's important for a lot of people listening to the program. Talk a little bit about what's done or what kind of support you offer to at-risk students.
Absolutely, David. Love to talk about our Take Stock in Children Scholarship and Mentoring Program. We're in the process of identifying those middle school students in eighth grade. We have a scholarship application process, and so we'll be selecting 12 new students coming up next month and bringing them into that amazing program. It's part of a statewide program that does receive legislative funding to help pay some of our salaries and benefits here locally for the staff members. But we have to raise all of the money locally to award those scholarships. Right now, we're buying the four-year college tuition plan scholarships through the Florida Prepaid,
okay,
who provides a matching grant for that. So the cost of those scholarships now is about $17,000. So our share of that is $8,500. And so that comes over $100,000 that we locally need to raise in order to bring those 12 students on board, because we must have those scholarships purchased before we're allowed to bring those students into the program. But the Take Stock in Children program, we bring in these at-risk, low-income students. and we assign them an adult mentor who meets with them each week on the school campus for about 30 minutes, usually on their lunch hour. And the students must keep a 3.0 GPA, and they must stay good citizens with no issues with drugs or alcohol or gangs or bad behavior. And upon successful graduation from high school with that 3.0 or higher GPA, we award them that four-year college tuition scholarship through the Florida Prepaid, which means we hope that they go to a Florida college.
Naturally.
Or university. you know, they'll get their biggest bang for the buck staying with a Florida college. But we have some that do do a Florida university, or they go to a private university. And with all the mentoring and the monitoring that my team does with our Take Stock, we have a great team with Sheila Reese and Kim Grimes and Teresa Hennessy. A lot of times these students are receiving additional scholarships. They make sure that they're taking the ACTs and the SATs and that they're applying for all of the scholarships that are out there for these students. And our success rate is about a 96% success rate of graduating from high school. And then we have a very high success rate once they enter college. And we also monitor them while they're in college as well. So it's a full circle. We have lots of students that come back. We have several teachers here in Volusia County who are Take Stock and Children Scholars who went on to graduate and came back to teach here in our wonderful Volusia County school system.
That's outstanding, Cynthia. That's inspiring. And, you know, I have a theory in terms of the money supply. We always worry, you know, there's so many different needs in our community and in any community, anywhere. I mean, and then you look beyond the United States and go overseas and, you know, good grief, some of the needs we have, we go, yeah, well, not so bad compared to what they've got. But the point is there's always seems to be needs. And my theory is that there is plenty of resources out there. There are people that are ready to help, who have money, who have resources, or have time to help volunteer in some capacity. They're waiting for somebody to show them an opportunity. So that's what I love about bringing you in and talking about this, because people are hungry for a way to help. And when they hear some of the specific things that you're doing, that gets people excited. And I love that about what you're doing.
Well, in the Take Stock program, we're always looking for the adult mentors. So if someone is interested in giving back, in a volunteer capacity as a mentor, we'd love to talk to them. They can call our office. That number is 386-255-6475 and extension 50730. That's 255-6475, extension 50730. Or you can go on our website and you can send us an email right through the website and just give us your contact information and we'll have our Take Stock and Children team reach out to you. We will be bringing these 12 new students in, so we will be looking for mentors across the county. So, and then we always, you know, have a few mentors that we have paired up already. So we have 67 students in the program right now.
Right.
As we all know, life happens and sometimes somebody moves away. Something happens and that they can't continue. So that's a wonderful way that people can give back. And then we have people out there that are so generous and they help fund these scholarships. And we just received a wonderful donation for a full scholarship purchase from a gentleman over in Orange City.
What did that cost to do $8,500. That?
$8,500.
Okay.
Yes.
So that
yes.
that was, and that's a there's a matching component to that, and so then that purchased the 4 year. Is that what that did?
It does.
Wow.
And so that $8,500 with the state match becomes $17,000.
And that's enough
and
to
that's
purchase
the value that those students are really receiving in that scholarship.
And that buys them prepaid.
Buys them a 4 year college.
Four. Right.
Tuition.
Wow.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Money at work. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. Cynthia Ramirez is our guest today in the studio, Executive Director of Futures Foundation for Volusia County Schools. And the website, she gave you the number earlier, website again is futuresvolusia.org. Quick break. We'll come right back and talk more. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our YMCA has 6 locations to help your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE Aquatics program is designed to teach personal water safety, stroke development, water sports, games, rescue, and personal growth skills. All participants are taught by our trained and certified YMCA aquatic instructors. For more information on how your YMCA can help with your health and wellness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Hi, this is Steve Tassinelli, and I'm a CPA with Holland Tax and Accounting Services. Our tax team holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years at Holland Financial. We have the expertise to help you manage your financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you're an individual or a business, you can rely on Holland Tax for personalized service and attention to detail. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free. That's 386-671-7526.
And we're back. Cynthia Ramirez in the studio, Executive Director of Future Foundation for Volusia County Schools. Futuresvolusia.org is a website, futuresvolusia.org. And I want to get, because I don't want to run out of time without talking to about this, Cynthia, is we talked about some of the exciting programs you're doing. I know we're just scratching the surface on a lot of things that you're doing, and I know that you have a lean operation, so most of the money that's given goes directly into these programs, which is excellent. If people are motivated and they're interested, what are some of the specific things they can do? We talked about volunteering, but there's the financial piece, and if people agree and they buy into what I said about there being an opportunity to help, and they've been looking for the opportunity, we've given them good reasons for them to consider the organization in their donations. So how are some ways they can help?
Well, as we talked about the volunteering, the financial aspect of that as well, we have 2 fundraisers that are coming up. It's our annual Caribbean party, and that's going to be held on Saturday, April 2nd. It's going to be in the amazing new Rolex 24-hour at Daytona Lounge at Daytona International Speedway. This year, we're going to be honoring Gary Crotty. He's the chief legal officer at NASCAR and International Speedway Corporation. Gary and NASCAR and ISC, they are just wonderful supporters here in our community. And that's where we want to honor, Gary and his role. He's always kind of the behind-the-scenes person. He's not a big limelight kind of person, but we want to have a wonderful party to celebrate all that he does and what NASCAR and International Speedway do for our community. Our co-presenting sponsors are NASCAR and International Speedway, but we're always looking for additional sponsors for that event. The funds that we raise from the party, they benefit the programs that we just discussed. So we have the sponsorships, and then we have individual tickets that are available. So if someone would like to go to the Caribbean party on Saturday, April 2nd, they can reach out through our website give us a call. But it's always a fun event. It's a casual event with, your shorts, your flip flops. It's not a big stuffy dress up and, come to the party. It's casual, low key, and always lots and lots of fun.
Excellent. And then something that is also very exciting, and I'll say a little more dear to my heart, is the test drive.
Yes. Well, the Daytona International Auto Mall has graciously offered to host a test drive for charity event for us on Wednesday, April 6th. So we'll be very busy between Saturday and then on that Wednesday, April 6th. Over there on Tomoka Farms Road.
Yeah.
The BMW, the Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Mazda,
all
Mercedes, and Nissan are all participating.
Wow.
And if you'll come out between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. and test drive a car or 2 or 3, they will donate $25 to Futures for each of your test drives.
Wow.
So I'm not asking for money this time.
Right.
I'm just your asking your participation. It's a little bit of time to pop over. And the great thing is it's the low pressure way to go out and test drive a car.
That's very cool.
So,
well, I could probably take care of all your fundraising for the entire year, Cynthia, because I'll love to go over and do all that test driving.
All right. Well, I'm going to look for you there, David, on April 6th. So come out and test drive a few cars for
us. That's cool. That's very good. I love all that. That's excellent. You've also got... We've got just a couple minutes left. The club membership?
We do, and that's where businesses or individuals donate on an annual basis to us. We have many businesses that have done this for years and years. So we appreciate that. It's a general donation ship, and it ranges anywhere from $5,000 down to $500.
Okay. So and then you also have an endowment as well.
We do. And so if you want to look to futures for a planned gift, we would be happy to work with any individuals in that capacity.
Okay.
So that's another wonderful way that they can look at a future gift for us.
Excellent. Can make it part of your estate planning, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a great way to talk about leaving a legacy to help all the different things that Futures does. That's very good. We've just got a minute left, Cynthia. Any final thoughts or things we've left out that people really need to know about and be more informed about your wonderful programs?
Well, that's where we just appreciate all of the support that we already have in the community, and we welcome additional support. We have so many different programs that provide the recognition programs for the students and the staff. We have our turnaround program, which is for at-risk dropout prevention for middle and high school students. We'll be hosting that again this May. We have our Tomorrow's Leaders program, which is a leadership development program that we are going to be wrapping up very soon. In the beginning of March, we'll have our fifth seminar with those high school juniors. So just so many different programs that we provide, and it's our pleasure to support the amazing teachers and staff in Volusia County Schools. You know, so many times everybody is kind of down, but you know, it's a wonderful team and they do a great job with the resources that they have, and we're just delighted to be part of that and being able to honor them and celebrate with them.
Excellent. Well, I will agree, Cynthia. We got some wonderful teachers and a great school system, and you're right, there's always a challenge going on that we're working on, but we'll continue to support them and enable them to do the things that they do. If you just joined us, Cynthia Ramirez has been our guest, Executive Director of Futures Foundation for Volusia County Schools. Futuresvolusia.org is the website. Go there for all the things we talked about, a lot of great information. Cynthia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, David, so much.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.